Dornberg will have to be talking in about 45 minutes with the UN Security Council on Rhodesia. We feel that he ought to be as specific as he can on particular points for two reasons: to head off an African reaction that can bounce back on us on the Chinese communist issue, and second, to try to head off an African demand that armed forces be employed. Now, the points that we would suggest are, first, that we put an embargo on the shipment of arms and ammunition to southern Rhodesia. That seems fairly simple. Secondly, that we suspend action on applications for U.S. government loans or credit guarantees. There's only one such case now under consideration. That's a General Electric credit guarantee for some investment there. Third, that we suspend that small sugar quota of 6,000 tons for southern Rhodesia. A lot of countries would be prepared to pick that up. Fourth, that we discourage American private citizens from traveling to southern Rhodesia. There's one other step that I would not suggest at this time. Needs a lot more examination. That is whether we invoke any export control procedures in this situation. I think we ought to peel it out a little bit. And we have 22 millions of exports to Rhodesia, 11 millions of imports. There's a small balance of payments increment here, but we've not had a chance to check this out with Joe Fowler and others, and I wouldn't suggest that. So that the four points that we would suggest is embargo of arms, stop action on credit guarantees or loans by the government, suspend that 6,000 ton sugar quota, and discourage American private travel to Rhodesia. If you would be prepared to go along with those rules.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yes, sir. How you feeling?
Oh, fine. We had a good flight back and got in a lot of good talk on the plane.
What time did you get back?
Oh, got back about 10 o'clock. That was extremely helpful and useful talk yesterday, Mr. President. All of us were really very pleased with it and very grateful to you for giving us the time.
Do you think you might get a chance to check in Fulbright before you go to Rio and just to have a little general telephone discussion, see if he's got any suggestions? And you might, in the course of that, say that several months ago Mansfield had, looks like you're going to have a lot of travel. Mansfield had suggested, as he did when Kennedy was president, that he take this trip, and he's doing it, and that Morris is going somewhere else, and Fulbright's going somewhere else. Ask him if he's got anybody else that he knows of that he wants to travel, and just give him a chance to bellyache a little. Just do that. Tell him you're getting ready to wrap up and go, that you were down. Had a talk with me yesterday that we reviewed kind of what the senators were doing, that we understood that I rated in Mansfield several months ago had wanted to make this trip like he did with Kennedy and take certain ones with him, and he came and talked to us, and we thought he's all right. We want any senator to go where he is. Understand Fulbright's going there, and Hickenlooper and Morris. Ask him if he knows any others, have any plans or any way you can help with them.
All right, fine.
Okay.